And there are so many people today asking the question, how should I act, how should I feel when I'm abused, when I'm lied on, when I'm talked about, when I'm persecuted, when I'm made to feel as if I'm nothing and nobody? What am I supposed to do to counteract this? Am I supposed to hate, get angry, fight back, use my energy to fight the wind? Oh, you feel like it. I know you do. Because you're human. And the first instinct you have when someone step on your toes, insult you, wound your pride, drag you through the mud, the first impression is to get mad and fight back. Sometimes it's good to fight back, but you gotta know why you're fighting back. And to know why you're fighting back, you gotta have a cool head. You can't understand why you're fighting back if you're hot-headed, if you let your emotions run away with you, if you get so tied up in the thing itself that you forget who you are and where you are, and if you forget your purpose. Vengeance is not ours. Instead of fighting back, relax your mind, relax your fears, relax your frustrations, relax yourself inside. And say to yourself, there's a reason for all things. Examine what is happening to you. And try to profit and learn something from the experience. Of course, it makes you angry. Makes you downright mad. But you can't let it. This is what we call unfolding, growing up, maturing, and getting a hold of ourselves. Instead of getting mad and fighting back, while your head is hot and your heart is heavy and your body is weak because you can't think, just close your eyes and say to the person or persons that have wounded your pride or persecuted you, bless them. Two words that mean so much. Bless them. Then, using all you have within yourself, forget them. Two words. Bless them and say it. And then, after you bless them, forget them. You see, when you permit outside influences to grab you, manipulate you, and toy with you, sooner or later, it will get your mind. It will change you. It will change you off your course. It will make you forget where you're going and what you're doing. And you will not help yourself nor anyone else. But when you stand tall, and when you bless the ones that persecute you, you bless the ones that you misusing you and using you, you're helping yourself. And then, when you forget about them, you're trying to do what you know is right to do. You will get the strength. But if you wallow if you stir up, if you become concerned with defending, apologizing, you'll lose yourself. And then you'll get mad at the world, and you'll go out and you'll say, the world is bad, and the people in it are terrible, they're vicious. People are good, but people are human. They make mistakes because they're full of selfishness and pride and envy and greed. We only live in this world, it's not ours. We can do all we can to change it, but we just can't look at it and say the word and it's changed right then and there, because it's not for us to do. It's not our world. It's God's world. And there's no need for the ones of you who are trying to live and trying to plan and dream and produce and to do constructive, beautiful things for people. There's no need for you to despair. There's no need for you to get mad. There's no need for you to worry your little mind about the way of the world. 10 years, 100 years from today, 1 year from today, 1 month, it won't matter anyway. While you're undergoing this depressed feeling of being all alone because you've been persecuted, lied on, misused, if you only have faith, and if you only get the strength from knowing that if you got your hand in the right man's hand, that everything is going to be all right, from out of nowhere will come the joy, the inspiration, the motivation, the incentive that's necessary for you to keep on keeping on. And it will come from a person or through a person. So don't despair. Don't get mad. Don't pity yourself. There's no need. The greatest men that have ever walked this earth have had trials and tribulations. Some of the greatest artists and givers of inventions and great things that we are enjoying today as human beings had to stand up and defy the world to say, I want to help you. But there's a spirit that can conquer all. The spirit of greatness, the spirit of beauty, the spirit of concern, the spirit of awareness for people, not things, that will keep you ever ready to produce and give and create anyway. But you cannot let the outside influences of hate, envy, greed, selfishness stop you. We've heard about these things for centuries. And as long as we have men living and striving, we will continue to hear about them. But if you change your way of thinking about these negative things, you will be one who will set the spark of constructive progress on its way, because you, as one, has learned a better way to carry yourself through this world. And because of this, you will give something that will last forever. A spirit that will conquer all. By remembering two words when you're persecuted, when you're abused, when you're lied on and talked about, and when you feel as if you're nothing, hold up your head and say, bless them. And then forget them. And take it from the queen. Everything will be all right. I bet you.